In our worldview today, at least 27 people have been killed in southern India after torrential rains triggered floods and landslides there. Rainfall battered the coastal state of Kerala through much of the weekend, flooding roads and swelling rivers. Homes were washed away in some areas. The Indian military has been deployed to help in search and rescue efforts, while thousands of residents have been evacuated to shelters across the state. More rain is forecast in Kerala over the next 2 to 3 days. Officials in Haiti say one of the country's most notorious gangs is responsible for kidnapping members of a U.S. missionary group. 12 adults and 5 children were abducted by the 400 Mowasso gang Saturday, just east of Port-au-Prince. The State Department says it is now in regular contact with senior Haitian leaders to try and ensure the safety of the group. The kidnapping came just days after U.S. officials visited Haiti and vowed an additional $15 million in aid to help reduce gang violence in the country. Violence has escalated in Haiti since former President Jovenel Moise was assassinated in July. Local unions and other organizations are launching a strike today to protest the increasing lack of security in the country. And Beijing is denying reports it tested a nuclear-capable hypersonic missile over the summer. The Financial Times first reported the Chinese tested the missile in August, pointing to the rapid growth of China's nuclear capabilities and catching U.S. officials off guard. Today, the foreign ministry spokesperson in China said the launch was nothing more than a routine test of its spacecraft meant to determine how to reduce the cost of space flights. Meanwhile, here in the U.S., Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin declining to comment directly on the report. He did say the U.S. is closely watching the development of China's weapons system, and he added the development will only increase tensions in the region.